Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, brains, and welcome to the Edge. Welcome home. This is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Brains, can you catch? Let's see, because networking with me is not easy on the edge. Are you chasing the carrot only to fall flat on your face into the rabbit hole? Let me tell you how to gather the low-hanging fruit from the prosperity tree and weed out what you don't need when it comes to networking. I hope you brought your Rolodex along with you so we can edit and filter the information. Now, you'll be able to utilize these strategies that I'm going to provide you, $2,500 worth of information I'm pouring into you because I want to add to you for free because you're rolling with me on the edge and years of experience. After 5 years of successful service to you here on the edge and over 140 episodes and thousands and thousands and thousands of brains worldwide, over 15,000 of them, tuning in, I know a thing or three about crafting a message and creating a message and how to coach newcomers to the podcast game. Now, some hosts will choose to go it alone and deliver their message solo without interviewing guests. And then there's others of those who would like to bring great questions, listen to fantastic answers, delivering the information with passion and skills. Both are very valuable. Either way, teachable moments are everything. And I am about to give you $2,500 worth of powerful information to strengthen your game. Okay? Just on the strength of love and, of course, referrals. We're going to talk about networking today and how to be a successful networker. I am going to give you some non-traditional tactics because that's how I roll. You can't do what everybody else is doing. Then you're going to be just like them, and that does not create wins. So, brains, you know, it's a trip because my inner circle, they come to me and they say, girl, you are a beast. And I was like, wow, how do you make such powerful, prominent connections and build professional relationships like you do? They say, girl, how many people do you know? You got them power players and movers and shakers. Absolutely. That's how I roll. How do you get such great guests to interview on your show? I turn around and I reply to them with a beautiful growl and a smile. See, brains, that's where it begins, with a smile and a hello. Now, I'm giving you my trade secrets. So I hope you pay attention because today it's not costing you nothing, okay? First thing is to have plenty of updated introduction material available to hand out at events. Let's talk about your business cards, postcards, flyers. You feeling me? Putting out a lot of material on tables at an event, hoping to catch a big fish, is not always the most cost-effective and strategically effective approach when it comes to networking. Extending your hand, placing your information directly in their hand, creates an immediate connection, adding to that personal touch. It leaves a much longer lasting impression. That's the first thing. The introduction is key. It can't be replicated. But what you want to do is you want to reciprocate that love. When you give them your information, you want to take their information. You want to ask for their card and their contacts and their contact information. I want you to use your senses. This is a strategy that I'm going to teach you. I want you to be an active listener in more ways than one. When you enter a venue, survey the room. Don't just jump right in. Take a walk around from the bar to the buffet to the bathroom. Check it out and see what's going on. When you enter and after you surveyed the room, I want you to stand around and casually overhear other individuals' conversations. That's what we call in the hood is getting the tea. Find out who is in the room and do not assume. don't judge a book by its cover, because it might be a big ball of shot caller looking like the cat drug him in. You never know. As you lightly begin to listen to this casual conversation, you want to, again, take note of who is in the room and what's going on. So first, explaining who you are and what you do, taking a mental note of how they respond to what you're saying. Because you're looking for people to color in your white spaces. You're looking for people to fill in those gaps, okay? So what are the goals and objectives? Your goal here is to find a fit, to get in where you fit in. Set your intentions from the time you walk out the door before you arrive to the venue that you are going to create a win, that you're going to make powerful connections, that you're going to be clear, you're going to be concise, that people are going to be drawn to you. Already say that to yourself as you're driving to the venue. Now let's go back a second and let me give you some tips on how to show up in the world as well as in the event. Dress for success. That grabs people's attention in a group. Really? All this casual, dress down, all that? No, that's not what the movers and shakers do. They want to be seen. They want to put their opulence out there in a very professional way. Because you never get a second chance to make a first impression. And these are some of the things they're going to judge you on. Your hair, your teeth, your breath, your nails, your attitude, and your smell. Trust me. These are all attention getters, both positive and negative. Let's start with the hair. Whether you prefer to wear wild and woolly or cute and cropped, just make sure it's clean, on trend, and stylish. Natural does not mean untamed. Y'all sisters with the natural hair, y'all brothers with the natural hair, you know exactly what I mean, okay? The first line of communication is your voice, and that's coming from your mouth. Check your breath-o-meter. Is it hot and funky or sweet and savory? Keep mints. Bad teeth can also be a buzzkill. Now, I'm not trying to be judgmental, but like I told you, I'm about to give it to you 100. No, I'm about to give it to you 2,500, okay? People will prejudge you on that. There are a ton of reasons why people have bad teeth. But if you proclaim to be this subject matter expert, this professional that folks are coming to for business, they're wondering how's that working for you when you ain't trying to get your grill fixed. Now, for those that don't speak urban vernacular, grill is what we mean by teeth. Let's move to your hands and your handshake. Ladies, extending your hand with chipped up nail polish and dry, crusty hands is not a good look. Either the polish is on or it's off. Men and women, use hand cream and lotion. I can't tell you how many times I shook somebody's hand or they shook my hand and said, "Ooh, your hands are so soft." That's warm and it's inviting. People like that. But you're extending your hands and you've been chewing on your nails, you could have the itchy BBs. You could have a cold. You could have the flu, whatever. It's not attractive. And then that little frail, weak handshake, barely wanting to touch someone's hand, that's not a power player move. That's saying that I'm timid and I'm shy or I really don't want to be bothered with you. Okay, either way. But let me tell you, the hand is powerful. Your attitude is latitude. Editing and filtering until you get back to the car. I need you to save that. Do not assume who you might be talking to. You might be talking to the head honcho. I done told you. And he walking in looking like the cat's drugging him in. But you never know. Just make a mental note and be extra careful on who you comment to. Remember, I told you, listening in on other people's conversations is what people do at networking, because they want to know who they want to meet. You know, I do events, and I tell you, I get 2 volunteers just to go in and survey the room, just to listen to other people's conversations, because I want a real objective, and I want their honesty when it comes to what I'm producing, my event, the caliber of people that are there. You know, what are they saying about me? So people have plants in the audience. Brothers and sister brains, please, believe me. I'm telling you what I know. Let's try something else I want to share with you. Smell. Really, brains? Hygiene 101. Don't put a suit or a dress on and fresh deodorant after leaving the gym and your ass ain't seen no water. You've been there, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You've got a whiff of somebody or they've got a whiff of you. And I'm saying this not to be mean, but sensory therapy, phenomenal. You can ask any therapist, any psychotherapist, any hypnotherapist how recalling a scent or a fragrance can take you back, way, way back. Sensory memory is the shortest-term element of memory. It is the ability to retain impressions of the sensor, the sensory information, after the original stimuli has ended. So what that's saying is once you leave the room, that linger stays with you, and it leaves the impression in the mind of the person that got a whiff of you. Put on a nice fragrance, nothing too overpowering. Okay, I was in the cosmetic industry for a long time, and I know what that stuff is made of and not made of. And there's a lot of folks that are allergic to colognes and perfumes because of the alcohol in them. But my personal preference is a wonderful exotic imported oil. The blends that mix with your body chemistry that create a signature scent of your own that captures the effervescence of who you are. Call me. Send me an email. I got a ton of them. I get them imported from all over the world. They are the best. And gentlemen, know that you can smell good, have a nice fresh haircut or styled nicely, put you on a suit, and it might get you a short-term pass on that toe-up grill if your teeth is messed up. Because women will say it all the time, oh, my God, Becky, did you smell him? Oh, my God, he smelled so good. So that's very, very important. Attitude and your personality is latitude. Now, you may be shy or introverted, and I understand that, but you're going to have to turn it up and turn it in when it comes to networking, or you're not going to get any contacts. But I'm going to give you a few suggestions that you might be able to use if you are introverted. Maybe you don't feel comfortable doing the initial intro. So here are my attention getters. Men or women, if you're in a venue and it's appropriate, step in there with a hat. What? I guarantee you. You are the differentiator. Did you see her hat? Did you see his hat? Oh, he was sharp. That added a different element to their clothes. Oh, I want to meet them. I want to talk to them. That's wonderful. Or how about an overstated piece of jewelry? Now, I don't need you walking in there looking like a clown, but I need you to walk in there with something that is saying, hey, you are drawn to me, a piece of amber, a piece of turquoise, a nice big ring, a beautiful big necklace. You know, you can have on a basic black dress. It's definitely an attention getter, especially for females. We love to talk about jewelry all the time. So I want to travel back to your business cards for a moment. Your business cards or your postcards or your flyer is your takeaway. It's to go home with them. If you leave an event with the same amount of business cards or flyers that you walked in there with, it's a moot point. You want them to have something. You got that information to distribute it, not to have it looking back at you. Your material is a snapshot of who you are, what you do, how to get in contact with you, and did you leave a lasting impression, and how and why should they work with you to create wins? Here we go again with my critical six questions. Who, what, when, where, why, and how? That's essential. People want to know that. They want it quick and easy. It's easy to recreate a business card, especially in this environment, for $20. You know, less is more. When you create a business card, you want at least a quarter size, maybe a nickel size of space where there's no text. That allows the eye to rest. That allows them to focus above on your phone number, below on your website, on your name. People need to know how to get in contact with you. Having a good business card is essential. writing your name on the back of it or drawing a line through it or coming up with that I don't have a business card, I'm not impressed because I'm not going to be looking for scraps of paper in my purse. I'm throwing them away with the receipts. Now, if you're shaking and faking and you got a hobby jobby, then it's all right. But if you're talking about business and making money and contacts, you need to invest in that. You're building a brand, Brains, okay? You're handling your business. And if it works, if you work better by email, then good. Don't even put a phone number on your card. So you want to make sure that your contact information is bold and bright and not blending in with the image of the card. People have green text on a blue card. I can't see that even with a magnifying glass. It's valueless when I have to struggle to figure out how to get back in contact with you. If not, so, you know, another thing. Oh, yeah, I've lost my train of thought. I got so excited. But your wallet. You got money in your wallet, but you don't have no business cards. Really? Your business card is your money. That's what keeps it flowing. So I don't have any cards. You know you're going to an event. You weren't prepared. That's letting me know that you're not prepared. All these things I'm data collecting, okay, in our initial introduction. Now, with every introduction, you should be closing. All my brains out there in business, you know what sales is and you know what closing is. Always closing. You know, you have to ask the question, how can I get in contact with you? When can we have another meeting? Ask for the photograph respectfully. Ask for additional contacts and resources. Follow-up is paramount when it comes to networking. You're not just showing up to show out. You're showing up to win. If you are collecting business cards to line your shelves or add to your wallpaper, do people still use wallpaper? No. But seriously, are you doing that? Why are you collecting them if you're not going to tap into them and follow up immediately? At the time of obtaining the business card, place a note or a level of priority on it. Take the card, if offered, even if you don't plan to follow up, and wait until you get to the card to toss it and say, oh, hell no. But remember, don't do it inside the venue and don't do it with their other guests because somebody's going to rat you out. They're going to tell. So before you assume who's in the room, check out their card from the Giddy app. Go check out their website. Go check out them on Facebook, social media. All their business is out there already. You want to make a deeper connection. You want them to reply, you know, to you when you reach out to them. Look at what they're doing and look how it's working for them. Or come back is going to be a bore. It's just going to be a bunch of yada, 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 yada. That's not what you want. You want a stimulating conversation. In the stories of conversation, I need you to drill down. I want you to hone in on your listening skills. That's what's important. Always ask people first, so who are you? What do you do? How do you do what you do? And listen, you want to see if this is what's going to work for you and if this is someone that you want to connect with. This is also a key indicator of, you know, avoiding stumbling blocks. Because when they stutter and stumble and they can't tell you what they're doing, what their plans are, what their objectives are, then, you know, they just playing around. They're not serious. I need serious players. And then you jump in with your conversation, with your 30-second elevator speech, trying to fill in the gaps because you already know what they're looking for, what they're doing. So now you just go ahead. Excuse me. Let me get some tea. You just go in and, you know, like I said, color in the white spaces. You know, close the deal. Let them know that you're going to be calm them back. Let's meet for coffee. Let's go for a walk. You know, it always, let's go out and get something to eat at a restaurant. It's expensive. So I've tried a new approach. I tell people, you know, why don't you meet me at the park? Bring a bottle of water. We can talk. We can get some exercise. They like that. This is a turnoff for me. I don't have a card. I don't have a pen. I don't have any paper. Then that's letting me know that you didn't come prepared. You knew you were coming to a network event. You knew that we were going to be exchanging information. You know you got to write stuff down, so you need a pen and paper. I'm just saying. You know, some folks just go there just jaw jack, and that's okay. But you're going to catch a crazy look from me, okay? I may not say much, but it's a crazy look. I'm working on that. Before making a follow-up call, again, like I said, always check social media, website, Yelp, if you need to. People saying, what are they thinking about this individual that you're about to, you know, connect with and maybe establish a business relationship? You know, money is important. You know, if people might say, oh, they're not a good business person, or I've had this problem, or I had that problem, then you know that when it comes to you, you're going to have that same problem because you got testimonials. The follow-up is key. If you are not going to circle back around, why did you reach out and take the card in the first place? It's a moot point. I also want you to revisit your Rolodex. Pick the low-hanging fruit, brains. It's ripe. I share this with you because I know. This also gives you an opportunity to edit and filter bad information, your level of business interest, if the phone number is not any good or the contact's not any good, and what's their attitude when you talk to them. Maybe they're not in that business no more. Maybe they don't, you know, particularly care for what you're doing anymore. So you can discard that. Make room for somebody else. My magic number is 3. 3 is a charm. I'm going to give you 3 touches, 2 by phone and 1 by either email or Facebook. And then after that, that ship has sailed, baby. I'm not going to spend a lot of time trying to contact you. Excuses in business are like assholes. Everybody got one, and they all stink. They are less than productive. They are waste. And I don't want to hear that, I'm action-oriented. I want to see some results here. I don't want all that jaw-jacking. Oh, well, you know, I didn't able to return your call because I was this, that, and the other. We are omnipresent. You can call me from the moon. So don't tell me, especially with technology, don't tell me that you didn't get the message or the machine was broke or this or that. I'm not impressed. And then when I contact you and your voicemail, mailbox is full. I'm not impressed. That's letting me know that you're not taking care of business. You're not monitoring your money. You have 30 messages there, and you mean to tell me within the course of 2 or 3 days you haven't had an opportunity to go back and revisit that or have your staff go back and revisit that? I'm a little concerned. I think it's kind of lousy business, and I think it's very unprofessional. And when you're networking, that's something that you want to consider, the person that you're trying to reach out to from the jump. Then you can just kind of put that business card somewhere else and move on to the next one. Okay, so I have just given you like $2,500 worth of valuable information to you, my loving brains, because I absolutely adore you. You know, I want you to win, and that's how we're going to win together on the edge. This was a love offering for the year, and if you utilize at least 3 of the 15 suggestions that I have offered you, you are going to increase your networking game tenfold, believe and trust. Now, if you're a serious player and you want to win, get noticed, tell your story, craft your story and message, learn how to podcast from a master, me, then I need you to contact me to schedule a coaching session or to create your message here on the Edge. You can contact me at info@ agoodperson.biz. That's agoodperson.biz. My website is A Good Person Productions on the World Wide Web, and I'm on the social media outlets of Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, and LinkedIn. It's very important that you also build your LinkedIn profile and get back with those people. Don't just collect them like flowers in a garden. Utilize them, okay? So if you find this show valuable, and, you know, I want you to leave a comment. I want you to share with people who I am, where I am, how to get in contact with me, and share this information with them. Because if we build a strong network, we build a strong tribe. And that's what we want to do. We want to be in it to win it. I told you, I'm not playing in 2018. They already call me a beast. My one friend said to me, girl, last year you had them on life support. And I told him, this year I'm going to kill them dead. So, Brains, I hope that you found this teachable moment very, very valuable. I hope that you contact me. If you find the show valuable, as I said, leave a comment on social media or on Blog Talk Radio. I want you to be in it to win it because you're brainy, you're smart, you're kind, and I want you to be successful, okay? So until we meet again, do all that you can do to be good to yourself and to others. Love you, Brains. Bye-bye.